राधे जय जय माधव धयिते राधे जय जय माधव धयिते राधे जय जय माधव धयिते राधे दामोदर राति वर्धन वेशे हरिनिष्कुट वृंदा विपिनेशे वेशे हरिनिष्कुट वृंद राधे जय जय माधव धयिते ओ राधे जय जय माधव धयिते शबानसूती नव शशिले के ललित शकी गुणरमित विशाखे ललित शकी गुण वृषभानुदादी नव शशिले के ललित शकी गुणरमित विशाखे राधे जय जय माधव धयिते राधे ओ राधे जय जय माधव धयिते करुणां कुरु मयि करुणा भरिते सनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते करुणां कुरु मयि करुणां कुरु मयि करुणा भरिते शनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते करुणां कुरु मयि राधे जय जय माधव धयिते राधे ओ राधे जय जय माधव धयिते गोकुल तरुणी मंडल महिते राधे जय जय माधव धयिते राधे जय जय माधव ओ राधे जय जय माधव धयिते हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Chorus, O Radha, O beloved of Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokula, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. O you who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure groves of Lord Hari. O new moon who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. O friend of Lalita. O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness and faithfulness to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion. O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatana. O Radha, please be merciful to me. राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोर जुगल किशोरा राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोर राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोर जुगल किशोर राधा कृष्ण बोलो राधा कृष्णा प्राण मोर जुगल किशोर राधा कृष्णा प्राण मोर
ಯುಗಲ ಜೀವನೇ ಮರಣೇ ಗತಿ ಔರ ನಾಹಿ ಮೋರಾ ಜೀವನೇ ಮರ ಜೀವನೇ ಮರಣೇ ಗತಿ ಔರ ನಾಹಿ ಮೋರಾ ಜೀವನೇ ಮರ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶಬಾಷ್ ಕಾಲಿಂದಿರ ಕೂಲೆ ಕೇಳಿ ಕದಂಬೆರವಾನ ಕಾಲಿಂದಿರ ರತನ ಬೇದಿರ ಉಪರ ಬಸಬದು ಜನ ರತನ ಬೇದಿರ ಉಪರ ಬಸಬೇದು ಜನ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೌರಿ ಅಂಗೆ ದೀಪೋ ಚಂದ್ರನೇರ ಗಂಧ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೌರಿ ಅಂಗೆ ದೀಪೋ ಶಮರ ದುಲಾಭೋ ಕಬೆ ಹರಿಮುಖ ಚಂದ್ರ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗತಿಯಾ ಮಾಲ ತೀರ್ಮಾಲಾ ದಿಬೋ ದೋಹಾರ ಗಲೆ ಗತಿಯಾ ಮಾಲ ತೀರ್ಮಾಲಾ ದಿಬೋ ದೋಹಾರ ಆದರೆ ತುಲಿಯಾದಿಬೋ ಕರ್ಪೂರ ತಾಂಬೂಲೆ ಆದರೆ ತುಲಿ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾನ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ ಲಲಿತಾ ವಿಶಾಖಾದಿ ಯತ ಸಖಿ ಬೃಂದ ಲಲಿತಾ ಆಜ್ಞಾ ಕರಿಬೋ ಸೇವಾ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಆಜ್ಞಾ ಕರಿಬೋ ಸೇವಾ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ದಾಸೇರನು ದಾಸ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ದಾಸೇರನು ದಾಸ ಸೇವಾ ವಿಲಾಸ ಕೊರೆ ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದಾಸ ಸೇವಾ ವಿಲಾಸ ಕೊರೆ ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದಾಸ ಸೇವಾ ವಿಲಾಸ ಕೊರೆ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಮೋ ಜುಗಲ ಕಿಶೋ ಜೀವನೇ ಮರಣೇ ಗತಿ अर नाही मोरा जीवने मरने गति जीवने मरने गति अर नाही मोरा राधा कृष्ण प्राण मो जुगल किशोर राधा कृष्ण प्राण मो हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओ हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा
होली नेम चैंट एंड बी हैप्पी
हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हो
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा ओ
राधा कृष्ण प्राण मो जुगल किशोर और प्रेमानंदी So I was giving the class on Lalita Shashti 2 days ago. We sang the same song and there's this line, Jivane Marane Gati Aur Nahi More. I was thinking, Jivan in life and in death, Narottama Das is saying, Aur Nahi More. There is no other Gati for me than Krishna, Radha Krishna. But I was saying, He is eternal. Narottam Das Thakur, how he can say in life and in death, isn't it? So in the spiritual world, being with Krishna, I was saying, is like Milan is life. And then when they are separated from Krishna, it's like death for them. Therefore, in Milan and in separation, you are always my So, Gati, Radha and Krishna. Then, but in the material world also, we have life, Milan, with Krishna in the form of his matter, and separation, Viraha, in the form of death. So it is a perverted reflection of the real spiritual pastime. Here also we come in touch with Krishna, we are very, very happy, and then the body is snatched away. Oh my God, I am in my subtle body, lamenting. And then another body comes and it goes. So Lord Chaitanya is the only person who said, all of you rascals, you are anyway trying to enjoy the pastimes of Krishna on the highest level by in matter taking repeated birth and death. This is not very intelligent. So why not you take this actual gift I have given you? All you have to do is to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is gift of Lord Chaitanya, and so we must actually understand that these pastimes of Krishna and Radha beyond the conception of liberated sages like Sanaka and Sanatana. When Uddhava was asked by the Lord to go and give the message to the gopis, when the gopis were suffering from separation of Krishna, Krishna had gone to, where did he go? Some place called Mathura or something, wherever he went. And when he sent Uddhava, actually he wanted Uddhava to experience the love of the gopis. This is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And he told Uddhava, I am going to send you to Golok Vrindavan, Goloka, earthly pastime, which was Gokula, I suppose, and then go and give them this message from me that I have not forgotten them, they are thinking too much about me and suffering. But you control your mind and very carefully approach them. That is there. This was given to Srila Uddhava, who, when Krishna sent also as a messenger to Naranarayana sages in the Bhagavatam, I think the second canto, it is described that Krishna is saying, third canto maybe, and Krishna is saying that Uddhava is as good as me, is completely free from all the three modes of material nature eternally, and so he is a good person to give the message to Naranarayana about my disappearance. Because my disappearance is going to cause even confusion to the sages Naranarayana. Of course, I don't know what was the extraordinary confidential things that Uddhava told him. But Uddhava is so good, and he was told by Krishna that when you approach the gopis, you have to be extremely careful. And when the gopis, when Uddhava went to the Vrindavan, he saw the gopis were all standing like pictures. They were just simply standing in one place and simply thinking, where is... I mean, they were so completely absorbed in missing Krishna that he just saw, this was like a painting. Nobody was moving. And there are great sages who are actually standing on one leg in one place for thousands of years, but they cannot even begin to come near the meditation of the gopis who are actually thinking about Krishna in that way, that it just looked like picture. It was at that time that Uddhava realized that my love for Krishna and their love for Krishna cannot even be compared. Oh, and it is at that time that he prayed that may the dust particles from the lotus feet of these gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, right, as they say in ISKCON. So Srimati Radharani, actually, I know, be on my head. If this is the position of Uddhava, what would be the position of a useless conditioned soul like me? There's no comparison. It is like trying to compare a small piece of pebble with the size of Himalayas. There is no comparison. You can't say, oh, Himalayas is 5 million times bigger than this pebble. Whatever you say, it has no meaning, because Himalayas is another kind of entity. It is a mountain and this is a small pebble. So, I may just do this or that, but it is not really Krishna consciousness. But in Krishna consciousness, sadhana and sadhya are one and the same. Sadhana, the means by which you endeavor, and the result are one and the same. There is no difference. You see? Just like when I was jumping up and down for Hare Krishna mantra, then I realized that the means for me to improve my material health and spiritual health is the same. By jumping up and down, I can do some material physical exercise, and also by lifting both my feet from the ground, Nectar of Devotion says you'll be freed of all sinful activities. So, everybody is singing, Gopinath mama nivedana suno vishayi durjana sada kamarata kichnahi mora guna. Oh Gopinath, he's saying, oh my dear Lord Gopinath, I have got no good qualities, sada kamarata, 24 hours I'm only engaged in actually desiring material sense gratification. And this is true. Sometimes it appears to me that when I am in the temple or chanting Hare Krishna, I am very, very Krishna conscious. But in fact it is just, you know, a brief interlude. Otherwise, my original nature is that I am always desiring material happiness. That is the sign of a materially conditioned soul like me. And I cannot afford to ever forget that I can not really understand the spiritual matters, which are super excellent. I was saying a few more things along these lines in that Delhi class, which should, I think, I would like to repeat, but it is good because, you know, Radha Krishna Leela is meant for not even liberated people. Liberated people can become Kanishta Adhikaris. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, if you become liberated, you can become a neophyte devotee. You can begin the process. In one morning conversation, Srila Prabhupada said that in the Vedic times, only a brahmana who is liberated, right? Only a brahmana can be given diksha. And when he becomes a real brahmana, when he becomes liberated, he becomes a new bhakta. Baba said, that is a standard. So, therefore it is said that uttama bhakta, Kanishta Bhakta and Madhyama Bhakta defined by Lord Chaitanya is extremely high, and therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually made the definition a little bit more accessible. So, you know, there is no need to imagine that just because I can, you know, do a few things, that I am actually a devotee, or that I can much less speak about Radha Krishna. It is described that Srimati Radharani wears a yellow garment. What is a yellow garment? What does this? Has she become a new bhakta or what, you know? So I realized that I have not even seen yellow color. That I realized. I understood that I have not even seen yellow color. In the material world, forget spiritual world. And how can I understand, you know, such kind of statements? So I used to say sometimes that whatever I speak about matter is definitely spiritual, but whatever I speak about spirit is always material. Because at least about matter, I have got this service given by His Divine Grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You know, so I'm just doing it all the time. Well, I'm trying to do it. So I just want to take 2 minutes and say that also. Why is it that I and other friends like me, you can all decide whether you are in that state or not, we have not even seen yellow color materially. Just like suppose there is a rose and you take a photograph of it, and when you see the rose picture, you have not seen the actual rose. So when you see actually the impression that's made on the photographic plate, that rose color, you cannot say you have seen the actual rose color. Does that make sense, Lakshmi Narayan? Similarly, the senses, 5 Jnanendriyas and 5 Karmendriyas, they are with the subtle body. Subtle body has got 10 senses. And when the senses actually see the corresponding material element, earth, water, fire, air and ether, you cannot see earth if the sense of smell, which is the subtle body, sees the earth, you will get smell, the tanmatra of smell. In other words, when this sense is seeing earth element, you cannot see earth element, you can only see smell. Just like when you actually see this black ink on this paper, you don't see black ink, but you actually see some English text. So Maya, that is the nature of Maya, it appears to be something different from what it is. The 5 elements cannot be seen for what they are. That's why even though they are gross elements, we don't see. But Bhagavatam describes that when this ether is made and the sense of sound is there, hearing, sense of hearing, then when they connect, sound is produced, not otherwise. And ear is also produced. Ear is an element. So it is wrong to think that you are hearing by ear. And similarly, fire element, when it is interacting with the sense of sight, which is with the subtle body, not only the color Rupa Tanmatra is produced, but eye is produced. It's in the Bhagavatam. Therefore, if you think you are seeing through this eye, that's wrong, because eye is a result of perception. The Tanmatras combined to make this body. But I'm so full, number one, that I'm thinking I'm seeing through this eye, smelling through this nose, and hearing through this ear. I'm such a fool, number one. Because these are themselves results of perception. Therefore, when I think I see through this eye, this violet color, it is like seeing through the camera. And it is like that. It is coming on the representation and it is going. So, if I can actually purify my material senses, I can see the real color, the tanmatra of color, which we can see. So Atasri Krishna Namadi na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyeki. Krishna, his name and pastimes are beyond material senses, but material senses themselves are beyond me. I am seeing through this eye and nose, which are result of the sense perception. Oh, how foolish fellow I am. And just as the actual perception is not done by the eye, but by the sense of sight. You are understanding? Ultimately, the actual seeing is done by Krishna, not by the soul. That is there in the second canto of Bhagavatam. At least, unless Krishna sees, the soul cannot see. I don't know that now. I am simply puffed up and I am thinking, I am seeing and I should enjoy. extremely diseased condition. But at least I am understanding I am diseased. We are all, hopefully, people in my situation, we understand I am in disease. That is, there is a person who is diseased, but he is thinking I am fine and he is going. The material karmi world, if you ask people, how are you? I am fine. You are not fine, excuse me. Sorry sir, you are not fine, you are suffering. I am suffering, yeah, 24/7. Oh, I didn't know it. But they think they are fine and they are going around. But at least we understand we are sick. That is a great step forward. Therefore we have come to the doctor. Therefore Lord Chaitanya says, what is that verse I have brought, you know, for you, that Loilu avatar and then Aushadi, Arinama Maha Mantra, Aushadi Laya, tumare liye. Isn't it? So, Enechi Aushadi Maya Nasibaro Lahi, I have brought you this medicine which will actually cure you. And you take it, this is the Arinama Maha Mantra. So, the great doctor has prescribed Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The great doctor, you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many doctors in the material world. Sometimes somebody has got a disease, you go to the doctor, so many doctors give so many diagnoses. Oh, this is your problem, that's your problem, and then they're not able to cure. When you come to Lord Chaitanya, he said, there are no different kinds of diseases. There are only three diseases. How many? Only three. And that's all he said. One is diseases, right, caused by yourself. Because you smoke, you drink, isn't it? And by the mind, so you degrade yourself, then you suffer. That is called what? Dehatma. You are creating your own problems. Then there is a second kind of problems and disease which is coming from other people. Adi Bhautik. Adi Daivik and Adi Bhautik, correct. Adi Bhautik, mosquito is, you know, biting. Nobody, the government cannot put a law from now on, mosquito should not bite anybody. It's not possible. No one in the world can stop it. And Adi Daivik means natural calamities. The government or doctor or nobody can put a law that from now on, no one should suffer according to his mind. Everybody should be happy. It's not a law you cannot put. Nobody can say everybody should be happy, nobody should fall sick. No. So these are the only three problems and you can overcome. Whatever problem you have, it's coming according to this. One who can understand it, you have all become devotees. Because you have understood it. That's your greatness. And then Lord Chaitanya said, you just chant this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So then I will get cured of this disease I have, that I am the seer. That I am not the seer, the senses are seeing. Matras prashasya kaunteya sitoshna sukhatakada. The senses are engaging. And behind the senses, the soul is there. And behind the soul, Krishna is the seer. When I realize that, and when I come in front of Radha Krishna, and when I actually see Srimati Radharani, understanding that it is Krishna who is the seer, then I will actually see Srimati Radharani. Then I will see that she has got yellow dress and whatever, you know, all the qualities are described. Does that make sense? No? Lakshminarayan? Wrong? Correct me immediately, please. So, most of the time I go, I don't even look at Radha Krishna, mostly. Sometimes I look. Because I am not even qualified to look. Since I have joined. Not now. That's my position, that I'm not even qualified to see the lordships. When will I become pure like that? So, therefore, that actually is seeing the absolute truth. Tattva darshi. He says, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnana seva. Tattvadarshi is one who actually sees by knowing Krishna is the seer, he is everything. No, it's a great position. Anyway, with that somewhat somber introduction, we will read. I'm not going to give any classes. We will read, but in the middle... Oh, what is the time now? Huh? 8:55. So we go till what? 9 o'clock? Can go. So we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela Chapter 4 The Confidential Reasons for the Lord's Appearance Lord Chaitanya's Appearance And it is not possible to understand Srimati Radharani or Radha Krishna without understanding Lord Chaitanya. And it is not possible to understand Lord Chaitanya without understanding Srila Prabhupada. And it is not possible to understand Srila Prabhupada without actually preaching. That means seva. To the extent that we actually help in getting this mission, this chanting Hare Krishna to others, to that extent you can understand Prabhupada, and to that extent Lord Chaitanya, and to that extent Radha Krishna. That is the whole thing. But nevertheless, reading text 57. So I'll just read. Se dui ekayabe chaitanya goshani rasa asadhye done hoila ekatani rasa asadhite done hoila ekatani. Now to enjoy rasa, they, Radha Krishna, have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Iti lagi age kari tara vivarna Yaha hai te hai gaurera mahima kathana. Therefore I shall first delineate the position of Radha and Krishna. From that description the glory of Lord Chaitanya will be known. Oh. Where is this other place that you kept? This was only one verse. After that there was supposed to be another. 60? Starting from 68? Okay. So, therefore I shall first delineate the position of Radha and Krishna. From that description the glory of Lord Chaitanya will be known. Radhika hayana krishnera pranaya vikar swarupa shakti halladini nama yanar. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called halladini. Halladini shakti. Wow. Halladini karaya krishne ananda swaswadana Halladini ra dwara kare bhaktera poshana. That Halladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. Mahatmanastu mam partha prakritim Ashritam. So the great souls have actually taken shelter of the Alladini Shakti, you know, whose personification is Srimati Radharani. So I'm going to go to 68, then continue. It says, Alladinera Sara Prem, Alladinera Sar Prema, Prema Sar Bhava, Bhavera Parama Kashta, Nama Mahabhav. The essence of the Alladini potency is the love of God. The essence of love of God is the emotion Bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is Mahabhava. Purport. Well, so the essence of love of Godhead, you know, is Alladini, the essence of Alladini Shakti is the love of Godhead. So, just like suppose you write somebody something, it is good to have a nice piece of paper. Sometimes people get wonderful stationery. And it's good to have a top class pen, golden Parker pen or something, and best ink, and beautiful handwriting. And then when you write a letter, it's very wonderful. But the essence of that letter is the message. So sometimes you may just take a small piece of paper lying on the street and you may write it with a broken pencil in an extremely poor handwriting. And still if you wrote the message correctly, it's the same. There is no difference. And therefore, the essence, just as the essence of writing is that message, the essence of actually the bhakti is bhava. If bhava is there, whether you are greatly, you know, adorned, wonderful, you know, beautiful person, or whether you have wonderful voice, whether you have great scholarship, all of that is immaterial. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just before, you know, he was disappearing from the planet, he wanted to hear Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Emora Sampada. And this is what I heard long time ago. I hope it is true, but you know, I hope I'm recollecting properly. I heard it long time ago, around 82 or something so, from one of his disciples, godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. And he was saying that they brought somebody else who is a great singer. And then, but actually, Bhaktisiddhanta pointed to somebody who couldn't even sing completely. And he said, you should sing. And that person out of tune and out of this thing, and he was singing. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was simply, tears were streaming from his eyes. So, that is the example, but that doesn't mean we have to intentionally sing out of tune, you know, for Krishna, very badly, bad. No, it's not like that. Of course, if you can write the letter in good paper with good handwriting and good ink, that's very nice. So if we can sing like all the beautiful singers in Hare Krishna land, that's very nice. If also, if not also, fine, at least we should sing with bhakti. I don't think I have, in the more than 33-34 years I'm in Bombay, I don't think I've ever led Mangala here. I don't feel qualified because there are so many good, even when I was president, I don't think I ever led, you know, just like Hari, Bhaja Hari in one way, he's very, and another way, I never sang, I don't remember singing Mangalarti. Do you remember me singing? I've sometimes, maybe I've done, so that means sometimes you should also give class. So, but otherwise we are saying, I don't feel qualified to sing, and there are so many nice devotees singing, why should, Bombay is something very top class and people have to sing. So don't misunderstand me. So that's very beautiful and that's nice. But still that's the meaning of the essence. The product of Alladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of Godhead and adulterated love of Godhead. Whoa. The product of Alladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of Godhead and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Alladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of Krishna. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi. Without Krishna Shakti, that means, what a fantastic purport. How can we just speak like this? Only when the Alladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of God. But when the same Alladini Shakti is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from the living being, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted by the glamour of material energy. See? So, this is a very important, it's very similar. So, only when it is coming from Krishna that we can actually, you know, say that we are, established in Alladini Shakti or Bhakti. But when the Shakti is coming from matter, and because of material attachment, we are also attracted to Alladini Shakti. See, because Alladini Shakti is coming through matter, then Prabhupada says that is not to be counted as Bhakti, and in fact, at that time, instead of becoming mad with love of Godhead, the living being becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by the interactions of the distressful, unhappy feelings. Oh, fantastic purport. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani Sarva Gunakani Krishna Kanta Siromani. Translation. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The unadulterated action of the Alladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Braja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in the transcendental group. The unadulterated action of, so, adulterated action of Alladini Shakti is in the material world, and in the spiritual world, even in the spiritual world, the unadulterated Alladini Shakti's action is seen only in the transactions of the damsels of Braja, the gopis and Srimati Radharani. Wow, so that is the highest. The essence of Alladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment. And the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Wow. Prabhupada is just amazing, isn't it? So Prabhupada is using such precise words. The highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. So it is the same. It is the same, but it's topmost pitch is actually called the Mahabhava. Only Srimati Radharani is capable of reaching. Just like even in ordinary singing, there are three scales, three octaves. Tarasai, Mantrasai, and the top sai or something is there. The normal is everybody can say, Sa, Pa, Sa. Very few people can go. So, Sa to Pa you can go. Sarigama Pada Ni, then Sarigama Pa. That's all ordinary people can go. That becomes two octaves out of three octaves. Sarigama Pada Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa Ni Da Pa. Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa. You can't do that. You can't sing. There are people who actually practice. Then, sa pa da ni sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa ri ga ma pa. No, you can't. So that top sa, some people reach materially also. You can, So Prabhupada is saying the topmost pitch is the same thing. Contaminated Alladini Shakti to pure Alladini Shakti, topmost, and only Srimati Radhani can reach that. How precisely Prabhupada is writing. Ah, the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment in these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. So, you know, Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means to say she is the personified embodiment. Okay? There's a little bit I can probably blabber about that, which I won't, but at least we have to note that we don't understand these words. It's like minister of electricity is not made of electricity, isn't it? You can't say, oh, he's a personification of electricity. If I touch him, I'll get shocked. No. So that's mundane. So in the mundane world, the controllers, they don't share the qualities of the things that they control. It is just, therefore, it is given to us by Krishna. But in the spiritual world, everybody who controls something, they are actually that. You see? And so even in the material world, Brahma, you know, is actually associating with the mode of passion, but he's not, of course, it influences him, but they are in the mode of goodness, very highly, you know. So there, but only in the spiritual world it's absolute. Srila Rupa Goswami says in the spiritual world, if you go into the Yamuna river and look, and your face is reflected in the Yamuna river, you and the reflection are the same. Wow. Isn't it? Once I gave a lecture in Southern India Chamber of Commerce many years ago. So when I told this point, most of the people started leaving. I said, why? They said, they are already paying very high tax and they are worried that if their reflection is also the same, then they have to pay tax twice. So they are very worried and they left. So that is the material reaction to such spiritual truths. But something similar, not this. But it actually, you know, our material minds cannot comprehend these facts. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of, you know, this love. That means if somehow her glance falls on us, wow, we can also become Krishna conscious. You know, that was seen in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that, why is Krishna not coming in front of me right now? You know, the famous story. In which then he concluded by calculating, he was showing how we should think, that Krishna is all powerful but he's not in front of me. That means I don't want him. Because he's all powerful. So if I don't want him, then why am I keeping this body? It means I want material enjoyment. There's no other reason. So better I give up this body. So saying, he just jumped into the Yamuna river. And he went into the Yamuna river, and one fellow fisherman, he caught Lord Chaitanya, and he thought he got a big fish. Wow, my day is made. Such a heavy fish. And he brought the net in, and he opened the net, and he saw an extraordinary personality there, completely, you know, in another zone. He said, who is this person? He said, Prabhu, who are you? And as soon as he touched it, he started crying, Haribol, 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 and he was just going dancing madly. And news came to Lord Chaitanya has jumped out of the river and everybody was going and nobody could find him. And, you know, then in the meanwhile somebody came and told that something has happened, you know, we have to take care of this one person, one fisherman. So what happened to him? He said, oh, he's very sick, he's unwell, he's just running here and there like a madman on the banks and he's chanting, Haribol, 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 like that he's going. Then they said, he must have come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya must be there, and they ran there and Lord Chaitanya was there and they somehow brought him back by chanting Hare Krishna. And this, by simply touching Lord Chaitanya, he became fantastic. It is repeatedly is there. There is also the pastime when Sarabhuma, what is that, not Sarabhuma, Prakashananda Saraswati had 60,000 sannyasi disciples. How many? 60,000 sannyasi disciples, not an ordinary thing in Varanasi. And, you know, Lord Chaitanya's devotee called all of them for prasadam, and he also called Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya went and sat outside next to all where the slippers are kept. Where all the slippers are kept. So when Sarvabhauma was waiting, they had all come. And they were waiting for Mahaprabhu to come, but he has come and sat outside unbeknownst. Then finally the host said, Lord Chaitanya has come, but he's sitting outside next to the slippers, all of your sandals. So he himself got up and he came. And he was a pakka mayavadi. And he came and he saw Mahaprabhu and he was completely happy to see him. And he was telling him, why are you sitting here? Please come inside. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm not qualified. You're all, you know, great actual sannyasis. I'm only just, you know, because yes, Sarvabhauma has criticized him, you know. He's a sannyasi. He's not reading Vedanta. He's just chanting Hare Krishna. So he said, I'm just, no good person. So you please all eat. Afterwards, I will take your sesha, but I will sit here. And, you know, him, Sarvabhauma, what is his name? Kona? Prakashanand Saraswati. By his great fortune, it is written, somehow came near and he said, no, you should not sit here, please come. Isa Bolke, he put his hand on Lord Chaitanya and said, please come. And as soon as he touched Lord Chaitanya, wow, he became a Mahabhagavat. The same way Lord Chaitanya was giving, you know, the darshan, 24 hours, Premavish darshan was in Shiva Sangha was he was giving. And at that time, you know, Narayani was there. She's the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. She was only a 7-year-old girl and she was just sitting there, you know. Lord Chaitanya is speaking and, you know, this and that and everything and is giving fantastic darshan. And what does she know? She says, generally girls and little children come and they sit in the mothers and we are speaking Bhagavad Gita and they'll run and do something. And she was even probably, you know, younger than that, 3-4 years old. And she was running here and there. Lord Chaitanya said, Narayani, he said, come here. And he said, chant Hare Krishna and cry, he said. And that little girl, 3-year-old girl, because Lord Chaitanya's Karanya Kataksha was there. We don't know about Radha Rani Karanya Kataksha. We certainly can hope for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Karanya Kataksha. So immediately the 3-year-old girl went, Haribol, Haribol! And she was crying and rolling on the ground and her father became amazed. What happened to her? And she became extraordinarily ecstatic. So if at all we are having any, we means people like me, not all of you. So people like me, if we have any qualification to be a devotee, it's because somehow Lord Chaitanya has seen us through Prabhupada's eyes. So that when we are reading his books, Prabhupada is seeing us. And because he sees us, Lord Chaitanya sees us. And because he saw us, we have got bhakti or bhakti. And that bhakti is still not enough. It has to become, you know, full. Okay. Alright, text 71. Krishna prema bhavita yandra chitendriya kaya Krishna nija shakti rudha kridara sahaya. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in the love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. So I was saying that Radha Rani is personified means she is personified love. If somehow or other we come in touch with her, we can get love of Krishna. That's the point I was making when I was talking about Lord Chaitanya. In case you all forgot, I usually don't draw conclusions. I just keep going, you know, from one point to another point, like corporation, municipal, lorry, you know. Purport. Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have material bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. That is not these senses. These are not your senses. These are the result of your senses perceiving. She is all spiritual. And both her body and her mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus her body, mind and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is a personified Halladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of Lord's internal potency, and therefore she is the only source of enjoyment for Krishna, for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Halladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for all that for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. So Sri Krishna, the most important point here is that Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. That is the difference between mukti and bhakti. In fact, bhakti, following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tradition, Goloka Prema. Because Krishna cannot associate with anything that is of the same quality. But we are marginal, bahiranga shakti, even tatastha shakti. And we take qualities depending on whether we associate with matter or spirit. But even if you become fully spiritual, chit shakti, you cannot associate with Krishna. Even if you recover your spiritual status as chit shakti, you cannot associate with Krishna. You have to be of the same quality as Krishna. That means when we go to Goloka, we will be transformed. We are not matter, which we are now nearly. We won't be tatastha shakti. We won't even be, we are not jiva shakti. We will not be chit shakti, but we actually become identical to Krishna. Therefore it is said, Diksha kale shishya kari atma samarpan, She kale Krishna kari atma saman. We actually become, Krishna makes us same. Exactly like if a poor man becomes a, somehow he gets a job in palace of the king, then he has to get very nice dress, beautiful dress and big danda and this and that. And you know, anybody who sees him knows, oh, he's a palace god. So like that, we have to go become the same quality as Srimati Radha and Krishna, and they are of the same quality internally. Therefore it is said that Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's Dhamma, Krishna's associates are all of the same quality as Krishna. That is to be understood. So ordinary spiritual realization and self-realization, nahi chalega. Therefore we have to depend on the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So important. So important. You know that, I was going to say something, I just, I forgot. Anyway. So I'll read just a couple of more things. You give me a sign when it is stop. From there you just do like this. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabihi Goloka Eva Nivasat Akilatma Bhuto Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm Goloka with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency Halladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody the extension of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. This text is from Brahma Samhita 537. It's really amazing to see that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing, you know, beautifully the points one after another, and in the purport, Prabhupada is also completely keeping pace with him. It's amazing. He's making one point, Prabhupada is making another point, and it's just going like that. Are you all feeling that? And you should feel that. It is amazing. So, Krishnera Karya Yache Rasa Aswadan Kridana Kridara Sahaya Yache I cannot read. Suna Vivarana Now please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. You see, this rasa is something that Krishna, raso vaisaha. Krishna is the abode of all the rasas. Rasa is something extraordinary. You see, it does not exist. Its existence cannot be known by itself. You cannot say, like this is table, that is chair, that is carpet. You cannot say that is rasa. It is there. But this is rasa vijnan, the science of rasa. That rasa cannot be brought out even by Krishna unless he has his pure devotees, which he has eternally. That is why Radharani is there. It's a great tattva, rasa. That rasa tattva is also materially pervertly reflected. Just like you cannot say that is a color existing independent of me or the cloth. So when I perceive the cloth, the color is there. That is why tanmatra is there. Matra sparshas to kaunteya. The senses, when interacting with the sense objects, gives everything. The color, the taste, the objects and everything. They don't exist independent of that interaction. And therefore Krishna says you tolerate. But rasa is spiritual, it exists. But it cannot be seen except in the interaction of Krishna with his devotees, the pure devotees. Therefore it is said, you, Krishna's consorts, help him taste that rasa. And that is why Lord Krishna has got the rasa of fighting. When he says, there's nobody to fight with. Then he says, Jaya Vijaya, you go down and let's fight. And they gave a good fight for the Lord, and the Lord was satisfied. You see? So, everything, this rasa has to come out in this interaction. That's a very beautiful thing. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds. Okay, the goddesses of fortune, so that's going on. It talks about goddesses of fortune, and then let's come to Srimati Radharani. Govinda, Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Siromani. Wow. Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. What beautiful. Radha is one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all his consorts. So Krishna, for Krishna, nobody else is there except Radharani. So when Krishna says, Aham eva agre, to Brahma, you see, that is, in the beginning only I was there. Neither the world, nor the demigods, nor everybody, nobody existed. I am the only one who is existing. That I is actually Lord Chaitanya, because he is existing always with Radharani. And because the two are combined, when he is saying I, that's actually Lord Chaitanya. That's another example of, it is said, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, that in Kali Yuga, all the scriptures are talking only about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Krishna, nobody else. And that could be understood by Lord Nityananda's mercy. So everybody else Krishna recognizes only when it is connected to Radharani, otherwise no. That is the meaning of parampara. Parampara, anyway, that is another point, we won't talk about that. So, that is the meaning of parampara, that we are actually connected to Krishna through those who follow Radharani. It's a great science. And another time we can talk about that. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Beautiful verses. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. Lakshmi Sahasra Satya Sambra, all the koti koti Lakshmis. Everybody is a Mahalakshmi. Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, Sita. Right? Rukmini, Satyabhama, and all the gopis. Everybody, actually, she is the, you know, central figure for everybody. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Brilliant sloka. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta. Krishnamayi means she is non-different from Krishna. Radhika Paradevata. She is supreme. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarvakanti Sammohini Para. Sammohini means she completely bewilders Lord Sri Krishna. Wow. And that we cannot understand. So, there are so many literatures, Lakshmi Stuti and all is there. Once, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to South India. When he went to South India, I met a sannyasi, Advaiti sannyasi, who was 98 years old, and he had taken sannyas when he was 5 years old. He was quite a great personality. Shankaracharya before the current Shankaracharya. Periyaval. So, I met him once. And I went with two other devotees, and he was lying there. He doesn't speak to people for 30 days, 40 days sometimes. And when we went, they were all, his people were saying, Hara Hara Shankara, Hara Hara Shankara, Hara Hara Shankara. And in a garden in the far corner, he was lying on the ground in Matti, you know. And he was facing the other way. He was not even caring for anybody and he was not looking. So then we went. They said he has not spoken to anybody. Once Indira Gandhi went to see her and he didn't see her. She waited for 3 days. And vapasana pada, bas. He didn't see her. He didn't talk to her. So they said that, you know, he has not spoken for 7 days or 8 days to anybody or anything. So then he went and that person took us and he, you know, myself. No, only two of us went. I went with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami, myself and this Mukur. So Mukur knows him, so he took us. Then I went with him. So I had to be the translator. So then I went and told them, Hare Krishna devotees have come. Then he turned slowly and everybody went, ah. Then he sat there and he spoke for 45 minutes and I was translating. So he was saying one point. The first thing he said is, is prasadam distribution going on in Mayapur? I said yes, you know. And I translated to Maharaj and then I said yes. And he said, you tell yes. So I said yes, it's going on very nicely. He said, very good. And then he said, have you brought Mridanga and Kartal? He said, no. He said, I wanted to hear Kirtan. You know, we think he's Advaiti. Prabhupada once said that in many Advaiti ashrams you'll find Vaishnavas. And in many Vaishnava ashrams in India you'll find Advaitis. So, you know, it is a very great thing. So, what happened was, then he said like that. Then he asked, where is Achyutananda? And, you know, Achyutananda was there. This was probably 83. I think this was 83 or 83. And he was, before that he was in, and then I asked Maharaj, he says, where is Achyutananda? He say, you tell him he's in America. So I said, he's in America now. So very good, he was a good preacher. He knew everything. And you know, when he turned, he put his hands like this, and he never removed it for 45 minutes. And then he was asking so many things, and then he said, when things are very surprising, well, I was going to say that because of this, I don't know why. So, he said that Srila Bhakti, your Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj came to Kanchi when I was 7 years old. And he said, and he defeated all of us. So he said, he was a great scholar. He said, he defeated all of us. Oh, now I understand. So, what happened is that he said, he was a great, very astonished. It was a very nice thing to hear from him. And he was there when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came. And then he said, I had heard another story from one of, you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, the god brother of Srila Prabhupada, sometime before that. That story is that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had gone to South India, in South India most of the Sri Vaishnavites are Lakshmi Upasakas. They worship Lakshmi and they think everybody is coming from Lakshmi. And you see, Sri Vaishnava scholars you have not met. They can quote, 3,000-4,000 scriptures in 2 minutes. I'm like open ocean water, they'll just speak. I've seen when I was a kid, Pratyavati Bhayankar Anangaracharya. He's known as Pratyavati Bhayankar. Pratyavati means opponents, Bhayankar means terror. And of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was himself a Pratyavati Bhayankar, terror for his opponents. He was invited to a lecture, to give a lecture in a place where a Sri Vaishnava scholar was to introduce him. And he welcomed him, but that Sri Vaishnava scholar started talking about Lakshmiji. And he was quoting like anything. He was quoting like left, right and center, glorifying. He was a Lakshmi Bhakta. Genuine Lakshmi Bhakta. And he was quoting and doing it. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sitting there, and suddenly he fell unconscious. Everybody was completely surprised. Everybody didn't know what to say, and somehow they, got him up, and then he started doing kirtan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and straight away he started his talk, and that helped to stop that. So that he could go on. And later on, he told that devotee that when I was hearing him glorifying Srimati Lakshmiji, he said, for every point he was saying, I was thinking of a point about Radharani, and the tension was building in my heart that I should speak about the glories of Srimati Radharani, but I couldn't, it wouldn't be not good, to counter, to say something else when he's speaking, about the goddess of fortune. And at some point, the tension became too much and he became unconscious. Wow. Amazing story. I heard it long time ago when I was a kid. So you can say that she is the crest jewel of all his consorts. And she is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. So let's read this verse again. The previous verse is also beautiful. Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani. Beautiful. She is the greatest attractive principle amongst all attractive principles to Krishna. Govinda Sarvasva, she is everything for Govinda. Govinda Anandini Radha, her name is Govinda Anandini. She gives delight to Krishna, who gives delight to everybody, and Govinda Mohini. And then it is said, Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. She is called Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. That's why I remembered that pastime of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. She is the embodiment of all the Lakshmis, But if you want to, people go to Lakshmiji to get wealth. But you can go to Lakshmi, Adi Lakshmi, Srimati Radharani, only if you want the wealth of Krishna Prema. That is possible only if you go to Srila Prabhupada for Krishna Prema. And that is possible only if you actually dedicate your life to serving His Divine Grace. So that we can move from the platform of Seva to Prabhudatta Seva. Seva means whatever we like to do for Krishna, or whatever our commander likes us to do for Krishna, whatever our temple president wants us to do for Krishna, like that. But when we go to Prabhudatta Seva, whatever Prabhupada wants us to do for Krishna, wow! So we have to transit from this spot to that spot, and then this text is from Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Devi Kahi Dyotamana Parama Sundari Kimva Krishna Puja Kridara Vasati Nagri. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. So let us... Wow! ಕೃಷ್ಣಮಯಿ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಾರ ಬಿತ್ತರೆ ಬಹಿರೆ, ಯಾನ್ರ ಯಾನ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ಪದೇ ತಾನ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಫುರೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಮಯಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂಸ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಆರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಶಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಶಿ ಕ್ಯಾಸ್ಟ್ ಹರ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್. ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ಮಾಯಾವಾದೀಸ್, ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ದೆಮ್ ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಮರ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. But the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, they completely, they don't even know they exist. They only know Krishna. That is also ekatvam, but of another spectacular kind. Kimva premarasamaya krishnera swarupa tandra shakti tandra saha ekarupa. Or Krishnamayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Purport. Krishnamayi has two different imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishnamayi. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him, is called Krishnamayi. Krishna vancha purti rupakare aradhane atave radhika nama purana vakhane. Oh, the name Radhika is now being explained. Krishna vancha purti kare kare aradhane. So atava radhika nama purana vakane vakali. Her worship aradhana consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore the purana scholar Radhika. Wow. Purport. The name Radha is derived from the root word aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshipping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor. So, this is very beautiful. Radharani's worship of Krishna consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. That's all. That's all. So, therefore, in Pancharatra, Sri Narada says, ಆರಾಧಿತ ಯದಿ ಅರಿಹಿ ತಪಸಾ ತತಕಿಂ, ನ ಆರಾಧಿತ ಯದಿ ಅರಿಹಿ ತಪಸಾ ತತಕಿಂ, ಅಂತರ್ಬಹಿರ್ ಯದಿ ಅರಿಹಿ ತಪಸಾ ತತಕಿಂ, ನ ಅಂತರ್ಬಹಿರ್ ಯದಿ ಅರಿಹಿ ತಪಸಾ ತತಕಿಂ. ಇನ್ ಪಂಚರತ್ರ ಐ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆರಾಧಿತ ಯದಿ ಹರಿಹಿ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಆರಾಧಿತ ಹರಿ ತಪಸಾ ತತಕಿಂ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ತಪಸ್ಯಾ? ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆರಾಧನಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ fulfilling the desires of Krishna, that she is the best. Anya aradito nunam bhagavan haririshwarah yanno vihaya govinda preeto yam anyadrahah. Truly the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by Srimati Radharani. Therefore Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:30-28. Just a few more verses. Vajari Prabhu, few more, just describing Radharani more. I mean, it's spectacular. Whoa. Atavera sarva pujya parama devata sarva palika sarvera jagatera mata. Therefore, Radha is parama devata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress, because already devata has been defined by him. I mean, this is really fantastic arguments. This is very argumentatively developed. He is defining Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. It also means the lovely abode of worship and love sports of Krishna. And therefore she is the greatest Devi, because she is the supreme abode of all service to Krishna. She is worshipable for everyone. Everyone. Not only beginning from Balram, but also Krishna. You know, she is worshipable. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. Sarva Lakshmi Shabda Purve Kariyachi Vyakyana Sarva Lakshmi Ganero Tinahana Adhishtana. I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all goddesses of fortune. So another name for Radharani is Adi Lakshmi. Kimva Sarva Lakshmi, Kimba Sarva Lakshmi Krishnera Sadvida Aishwarya Tandra Adhishtatri Shakti Sarva Shakti Varya. Or Sarvalakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. Wow. The six opulences of Krishna, unlimited name, unlimited form, unlimited knowledge, unlimited power, unlimited everything, unlimited renunciation, she fully represents those six opulences. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarvakanti means that all beauty and lustre rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean that all the desires of Lord Krishna, all the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Radhika Karino Krishnera Vanchita Purna Sarvakanti Sabdhera E Artha Vivarana. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarvakanti. Jagat Mogana Krishna Tanara Mohini. Jagat Mogana Krishna Tanara Mohini Atavera Samastera Parata Kurani. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but see, Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shaktiman, Dvi Vastu Bedanai, Shastra Praman. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. Just like I am there, my voice is there, there is no difference between the two. So Krishna is there and Krishna's energy is Radharani, but she is also personified. That is Vaishnava Siddhanta, whereas the Mayavadis, also claim that there is no difference between the Lord and the Lord Shakti, and they say Lord Shakti has no form and Lord also has no form. Nonsense, guys. But why talk about them when we are talking about them? But we should. We have to know both, Vidya and Avidya. Mrigamada Tara Ganda Aiche Avicheda Agni Jwalate Jwalate Aiche Yaiche Kabunahi Beda. I don't think my Bengali reading is perfect, but chalega. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or fire and its heat are non-different. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Ekai Swarupa Leela Rasa Asadvite Dhare Duirupa. Thus Radha and Krishna are all, Lord Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Prema Bhakti Shikaite Apne Avatare Radha Bhava Kantir Dui Angikara Kari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Kaila Avatar Etu Panchama Slokera Artha Prachar. To promulgate prema bhakti, devotional service and love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya with the mood and complexion of Sri Radha. Thus I have explained the meaning of the fifth verse. So that is a good place to stop, because that is coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Panchatattva ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Lalita Vishakadi Sarvasakhi ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Program ki, Srila Prabhupada Scientific Preaching Program ki, Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.